I pulled out my black book and called up my old lovers. Well, I got 5 newlyweds and 2 expectant mothers. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. Here we go. Sexy little dirt road sport is now called Mrs. Davenport. My pretty little black-eyed Susie's now Miss Susan Vanderhoosie. Rosie, who couldn't blow my mind, is Sister Rose on Channel 9. The wildest lover of my life is now a federal judge's wife. But they don't want to recognize a so familiar face, and I'm just a bad reminder of their wild and woolly days. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New York City police say a gunman who shot and killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson this morning outside a hotel in Midtown Manhattan is still at large. Authorities say the suspect was wearing a black sweatshirt with a hood and backpack and fled on a bike. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says it was not a random act of violence.
This does not appear to be a random act of violence. The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears a suspect was lying in wait for several minutes.
United Healthcare in a statement confirming Thompson's death and say they are shocked and saddened. Thompson was 50. In Pennsylvania, rescue operations continuing just outside Pittsburgh, where a grandmother is believed to have fallen into a sinkhole while looking for her cat yesterday. Crews just outside Pittsburgh trying to locate the woman below ground. More snow on the way in the Great Lakes, and some 20 states are on alert for snow or wind. This is ABC News. The debris may be getting cleaned up, but economically, people in western North Carolina are still trying to recover from Hurricane Helene.
Asheville, North Carolina has been a tourist destination for decades, but some of the area's top attractions were lost or heavily damaged by Hurricane Helene's flooding. As for people who work in that industry,
we're hearing from businesses that some of their workers have already left. That's really key to our region's economy, because we need to keep our workforce here.
Nathan Ramsey is Executive Director of Community Development. More than 13,000 of the 150,000 people in Buscombe County, North Carolina, are out of work since the storm. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
On Capitol Hill today, a Senate panel grilling officials from 5 airlines about so-called junk fees. Members of a Senate subcommittee hearing from United, American, Delta, Frontier, and Spirit about the fees they charge for things like booking seats with extra legroom. Those fees have generated more than $12 billion for the airlines. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The holidays are meant to be a time of joy and happiness for family and friends in our community. Yet when a tragedy strikes, it can be the saddest time for the families involved. Do yourself, your family, and community a favor. Remember, safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's courtesy of Pet Medical Center, 57 East 3rd Street, Winona. Call 507-454-2600 or Google them for the finest domestic pet care available. They're open Monday through Saturday. The Pet Medical Center of Winona on the air, wishing everyone a safe holiday season and prosperous 2025.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A light wintry mix flips to all snow as a cold front rushes through the state, bringing blustery wind chills and prompting a wind advisory as they whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures cold tonight. Stay warm. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Dane County judge's ruling overturning Wisconsin Act 10 will likely be appealed by the state Supreme Court. The law put restrictions on what public employee unions are able to negotiate, but made an exception for police and firefighter unions. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost rules that violates the state constitution. A man accused of beating Donald Mitchell to death in a Stevens Point parking lot was sentenced for reckless homicide. Arlen Sangster will serve 20 years in prison for his role in the incident. Investigators say Sangster and two other men were rummaging through Mitchell's vehicle looking for items of value. And Summerfest announces its headliners for 2025. Hip-hop artist Megan Thee Stallion is set to headline the Milwaukee Music Festival with special guest Flo Milli on June 28th. James Taylor will be joined by Jason Mraz and Tiny Habits June 21st. Summerfest happens June 19th through the 21st, June 26th through the 28th, and July 3rd through the 5th.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07. Reporting from the Global Dairy Conference, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Anabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. Amplify Health, coming soon to Mondovi. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. And Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Strong winds from an approaching cold front will be the rule today across the WRDN listening area. A wind advisory is in effect until Thursday for winds up to 50 miles an hour. The gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down and a few power outages may result. Wind chills in the 10 to 15 degrees below zero range are expected by tomorrow morning. A Chippewa Falls woman is headed to prison after a stabbing incident last Christmas Eve. Laura Fellett was charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide, aggravated battery, and the use of a dangerous weapon after the incident. In July, Fellett pleaded guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide as part of the plea deal. The other charges were dismissed but read in at sentencing. She was sentenced to 16 years in prison, followed by 4 years of extended supervision. Two more candidates are vying for an at-large city council seat on the Eau Claire City Council Board. Both Nate Otto and Charlie Johnson are seeking re-election. Otto, a middle school teacher and a council member since 2021, says he's focused on sustainability and education. Johnson, who served on the city council since 2022, says he's advocating for accessible housing and more economic opportunities.
There will be 5 at-large seats open for election in April of next year. More deer have been harvested this year than there were during last year's gun deer season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says almost 190,000 deer were harvested, most of which were antlerless. That's more than a 5% increase from 2023. There were also slightly more licensed hunters this year. Harvest numbers by region and other additional information is available at the DNR website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Mondovi Region, get ready to welcome Amplify Health by Gunderson. Coming soon, you'll find exceptional family and children's medicine care right here in town. From everyday checkups to expert care for acute and chronic illnesses, their dedicated team is committed to keeping you and our community thriving. Stay tuned for the big opening.
Wisconsin's Farmers Union will hold a celebration for the opening of Market River in Chippewa Falls. The celebration will be on Thursday with an official ribbon-cutting ceremony at 3 and an open house from 4 to 6. Market on River provides Chippewa Falls with a food hall, event venues, residential and community gathering spaces, and is headquarters for Wisconsin Farmers Union. The building is designed to support local businesses connected with local farmers and serve as an educational space. The search for a missing Clark County woman is over. The State Department of Justice yesterday said it found Cassandra Ann's remains near the town of Brighton in Marathon County. Ann went missing back in 2020. A jury convicted her boyfriend, Jesus Contreras Perez, of her murder back in 2022. He's serving a life sentence. Clark County DA says that he hopes the discovery of her remains will bring the family some closure. There's no word on how Ann died or just what led investigators to her remains. Police are still investigating a deadly weekend shooting in Rochester. The shooting was reported early Saturday morning at a home on Manor Woods Drive. 28-year-old Demetrius Antonio Temguva died at the scene. A 911 call indicated that he had entered the home and assaulted someone inside, causing the shooting. Police initially detained the 911 caller, but then released him after questioning. A special program at Helping Wisconsin Residents Caring for Loved Ones hits an important milestone. The Wisconsin Wayfinder program has helped over 2,300 families and nearly 670 caregivers since it started last year. The program, backed by the Department of Health Services, connects caregivers of children with special needs with resources and experts. It's designed to help caregivers stay up to date on local services and navigate the healthcare system. If you need support caring for a loved one, you can find out more at the DHS website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Madison is one of the top 10 best cities for single people in the U.S. A new report by WalletHub ranked more than 180 cities based on the population of single people, average price of a meal for two, and online dating opportunities. Madison ranked seventh, while Atlanta and Las Vegas were at the top of the list. Pearl City, Hawaii, and Port St. Lucie, Florida were ranked the worst for singles. For WRDN News, reporting from the Global Dairy Conference, I'm Brian Winnekens.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A light wintry mix flips to all snow as a cold front rushes through the state, bringing blustery wind chills and prompting a wind advisory as they whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures cold tonight. Stay warm. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers tip off their Big Ten season at home against number 23 Michigan at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. At 8-0, the Badgers off to their third-best start in program history. Tip time is set for 8 p.m. on Peacock. Marquette climbed to fourth in the coaches poll and fifth in the AP poll this week. Golden Eagles are also 8-0 and will play on the road at number 6 Iowa State tomorrow night. The Bucks return to action tonight. They're shooting for their seventh consecutive win in Detroit against the Pistons. Both teams 3-0 in NBA Cup play and tip off at 6 p.m. tonight. Bo Nix and the Broncos capped off Week 13 with a win over the Cleveland Browns, 41-32 in Denver. Nix passing for 294 yards and a touchdown. Cleveland's Jameis Winston set a Cleveland single-game franchise record with 497 passing yards in the losing effort. Packers continue preparing for their Thursday night matchup against the NFC North leading Lions at Ford Field. Packers have 5 games left in the regular season and trailed Detroit by 2, plus the head-to-head tiebreakers. Safety Xavier McKinney said it's pretty simple. They need to keep winning.
This game is important. I understand that. We understand that as a team. You know, we got a tough division. As you can see, the Vikings won again, and we all pretty much on the road. So, you know, this game is going to be important for us moving forward towards the end of this thing. But, you know, we're going to treat it as such, and we're just going to get ready and prepare the right way and be ready to go Sunday.
Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley hoping to get more inspired play from linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, who was outstanding against Miami a week ago.
He didn't do anything all week, and we didn't even know he was going to play. I mean, you want to talk about tough? I mean, you got to give him so much credit for how much he cares about this team, for how badly he wants to play football for on a short week to get his body ready to play in that game. I mean, that guy's what's right about football. I mean, that's incredible what he was able to do and then the way he played. I mean, that guy had some huge plays in the game.
That's Jeff Hafley, Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sponsored by BetterHelp. I love the month of December. I love to get on the couch with my wife, my honey bunny, and we just watch Christmas movie marathons every single day. How do you stay cozy during the winter months? For some, nothing beats wrapping up in a warm blanket and just watching a movie, you know, with their family. Others enjoy getting cozy by a toasty fire with a nice hot beverage and a good book. But another great way to bring yourself some comfort, even when the seasons change, is therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find comfort this December with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/top40 today to get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/top40. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/top40.
an early sellout for the sport's top division. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Need a last-minute holiday gift for the race fan on your list? The folks at Racing Electronics have the perfect stocking stuffer, a Racing Electronics gift card. Choose from scanners, headphones, race day accessories, or use it for Racing Electronics scanner rentals next season. Take the guessing out of gift-giving with the Racing Electronics gift card to ensure that everyone is race day ready. Head over to RacingElectronics.com, that's RacingElectronics.com, and get yours today.
Even though the 2024 NASCAR season has reached its conclusion, NASCAR Live still rolls on. This offseason, we'll honor champions and discuss some of the top stories from an amazing season of racing.
What a move off four, up against the fence. Tyler Reddick rallies back.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
All of that and much more every week on NASCAR Live.
NASCAR has announced that the 2025 edition of The Clash is sold out on February 2nd, 2025 at its new venue, Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The preseason exhibition race will be eligible to all Cup Series teams and will be the first Cup Series race held at the track since 1971. Senior Vice President of Racing Development and Strategy, Ben Kennedy.
You know, kind of another big move for us. You know, we acquired the lease of Bowman Gray earlier this year and felt like it was a good opportunity for us to get back to our roots in a way. Decades since we've competed there, I think it's a huge opportunity.
The Bowman Gray Stadium Modified Division will join the race weekend on February 1st. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
You need money to grow a rural business, so winning a grant can be a huge factor for success. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Applying the right way will increase your chances as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
Perfect world, you'd be awarded every grant you applied for. But in reality, organizations don't give you money simply because you sent in some paperwork. You have to sell yourself and prove you have something worth funding. It's vital that your goals match the goals of the organization handing out the funds. Deborah Cavanaugh is a retired grant extension specialist with the University of Illinois. She says, first of all, don't pull budget numbers out of thin air. They have to be exact.
If you say you want to do a publication in your grant proposal, you have to figure this out, really, what it would cost. You have to call up the printer. If you have a graphic designer, you have to find out what they would cost. You have to figure out all of these things like you're going to get the money. Because what will happen is when people are reviewing it, they will spend considerable time looking at that budget to see that it's realistic.
If you've experienced success in previous work that relates to your proposed project, grantors like to see that. They also give points if you have a team of partners helping you out, because some grants are awarded only if you've secured matching funds. Each proposal has a series of steps to follow, so make sure you read all of the paperwork thoroughly. Review boards may get hundreds of proposals, and they'll winnow them down, starting with the tiniest of details.
Somebody sits at a desk and goes through there and says, did they do them in 12-point font? Did they do them double-sided? You know, all these little nitpicky things that you might not think is important. And if you don't meet those minimal standards, it's put over here and it's not even reviewed.
If you have questions during the process, don't hesitate to contact the organization. Learn more about grant writing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over, and if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Mostly lower action in the markets. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. We're joined now by Mike Castle from StoneX. Mike, as we take a look at the markets, the soy complex, maybe some pressure from conflicting reports on the 45Z tax credit guidance. Also, you mentioned to me the wheat market is seeing some bullish things that's not really being reflected in trade action. So what are you seeing across the grains and oilseeds here today?
So, I mean, obviously, wheat kind of pushing down to contract lows doesn't really give you much to be excited about. But I think that's mostly driven by fund selling pressure. We kind of hit these targets and keep falling through, you know, support levels. It's basically giving us triggers to sell again. We've seen the funds getting short again throughout the wheat complex. They've kind of done this and then covered after they see a headline and back and forth. And the global wheat market is kind of in this tightening mode. And right now, we've touched on Russia. Obviously, we're seeing restrictions from their wheat exports. Not until this winter. It'd be last half Feb through June. They see a much tighter export quota of 11 million met tons. For context, it was 29 million in the year prior. So we do expect to see a big reduction in supply out of Russia, which is kind of their cheap supply is what has, you know, allowed the wheat market to largely ignore the tightening fundamentals in these past few years. So it's our southern hemisphere producers that have to kind of step in and make up some of that. You know, Australia, we've seen an increase in their harvest estimates as they work through harvest, but there are plenty of reports here this week that they're starting to see a lot of quality issues because of all the rains they've had in the last couple of weeks. You know, they may have a big production, but if that's not export quality, that's stuff that's going to have to, you know, sit around in storage and get blended off slowly. So that's not necessarily all stuff that can hit the market right away. Argentina is in pretty good shape. But overall, I mean, coming from the Black Sea, that's kind of our biggest, you know, source of wheat supply for the export market. So those restrictions out of Russia are going to have an impact. And there's also reports that Romania, the guy who is favored to win their presidential election, is a very vocal critic of them, you know, essentially helping Ukraine export through their ports. So when the war first broke out, Ukraine exported a lot of their stuff through Romanian ports. They're not doing as much now that they're able to start shipping through the Black Sea again. But if we do see that cut off, that is some amount of supply reduction coming from Ukraine as well as the reductions we're seeing from Russia. And that means if they're not allowed to use Romanian ports, They have to rely mostly on their own Black Sea ports that Russia has targeted repeatedly. If they don't have that secondary outlet and you see Russia ramp up attacks on those Black Sea ports, that would effectively, you know, hamper their ability to export. And again, less coming from Russia. So both of those, if you saw reductions coming from there at some point, the global wheat market would have to kind of reckon with the tightness that we're seeing.
All right. That's Mike Castle with StoneX on the American Ag Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Brooke Rollins is a surprise pick for Agriculture Secretary. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
President-elect Trump's pick as Agriculture Secretary for his second term was a bit of a surprise. He tapped former White House advisor Brooke Rollins after several major news outlets reported that former Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler would be the nominee. Jess Peterson is a senior policy advisor with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. He admits Rollins is a bit of an unknown, but says that can have its advantages.
That means she won over President-elect Trump, and she has something that President Trump believes in. And frankly, she comes from some out-of-the-box thinking. She's from Texas, so she's not going to be beholden to anyone in the Beltway or in Washington. She's going to work on America First priorities, and there's some very, very key issues from the U.S. cattlemen's industry, the U.S. cattlemen's Association's perspective that we look forward to working with her and that are very critical, both from the previous Trump administration and the Biden administration, that we need to work to keep moving forward.
Peterson cites Rollins' background as a plus.
I always like folks that get in that role that look that they're not looking for the next big consulting gig after it, right? They truly are excited. They come from the grassroots. She has a legal background, a law degree. That's very helpful. She served in state politics. So you look at a resume of both real world working knowledge and policy knowledge. So she brings both of those to the table.
Once Rollins is confirmed, Peterson tells RFD-TV she'll have a full plate of business to attend to.
We have an animal identification, a mandate out there that's very, very unpopular in cattle country. She's going to have to deal with some advances on animal identification that are not very popular, that need to be addressed, that U.S. cattlemen will be asking for reconsideration on. She also has a closed loophole on country of origin labeling that will be going live and enforced in January of 2026, in addition to a policy that was teed up vis-a-vis the Trump administration, previous Trump administration, on changes to the livestock price reporting to increase price discovery. That proposed rule was done under President Biden and under Secretary Vilsack. That will be under her watch.
Jess Peterson, senior policy advisor with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Global Dairy Business Conference. Farmer sentiment jumped again in November as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose 30 points to 145. That's the highest level of farmer optimism since May of 2021. The Future Expectations Index saw the largest jump, rising 37 points to 1161, while the Current Conditions Index increased 18 points to 113. The November sentiment boosts reflected growing optimism about a more favorable regulatory and tax environment for agriculture following the November elections. Optimism about the U.S. Ag sector also surged as 34% of farmers anticipate good times financially in the next 12 months, more than double the October rate. The improved sentiment carried over to their investment outlook. The Farm Capital Investment Index rose 13 points in November to 55. That was the highest level since May of 2021. Net farm income, a broad measure of profits, is forecast at $149.7 billion in calendar year 2024, down by $6 billion or 4.1% relative to 2023. Inflation-adjusted farm income is forecast to drop by $9.5 billion or 6.3%. Despite the predicted decline, net farm income in 2024 would be 16% above the 20-year average of $121.4 billion. Cash receipts from the sales of agriculture commodities are forecast to decrease by $4 billion from 2023 to $516.9 billion. Total crop receipts are expected to drop by $25 billion or 9% from 2023, led by lower receipts for corn and soybeans. Direct government payments are forecast to fall by $1.7 billion from 2023 to $10.6 billion in 2024. Some lawmakers in the lame duck session of Congress want to include specific provisions to help commodity farmers who weren't hit by a disaster or in any potential disaster aid package. Farm Policy News says while many farmers weren't hit by disasters like hurricanes and wildfires, they've experienced significant price decreases for their commodities. Congress also has to deal with another potential shutdown and is said to be looking at another short-term extension that would put most major funding decisions into fiscal year 2025 for the new Congress and President-elect Donald Trump. Some of the House Republican leadership plans to attach a one-year extension of the Farm Bill to the continuing resolution to keep the government funded. Reports say there's also a chance they'll add the Farm Bill to an annual defense authorization bill, which is also a must-pass package to handle this month, but most are leaning toward the continuing resolution. The Rural Broadband Association was pleased that the Supreme Court announced it would review a decision from the Fifth Circuit Appeals Court regarding the Federal Universal Service Fund. Specifically, the nation's highest court would look into the constitutionality of the mechanism for contributions to the Universal Service Fund. The Fifth Circuit Court's decision is contrary to Supreme Court precedent and the decision of several other appeals courts, and it threatens to undermine valuable universal service programs, the NCTA said. For many decades, these programs have served to promote the availability and affordability of critical communication services for millions of rural and low-income consumers, rural healthcare facilities, and schools across the nation. The association will present arguments in defense of the USF contribution mechanism as the case moves forward and ultimately dispels the uncertainty that the challenges have created in furthering the nation's mission of universal service. The Army Corps of Engineers in St. Paul says the last barge of the year departed Lock and Dam 2 December 1st, ending the 2024 navigation season on the Upper Mississippi River. Traditionally, the last tow departing Minnesota's capital city head south of Lock and Dam 2 near Hastings marked the unofficial end of the navigation season. The last tow to leave St. Paul usually occurs around the last week of November or first week of December. As they close down the 2024 navigation season, St. Paul District staff will be busy this winter with winter maintenance projects at Lock and Dam 7 and 8. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Global Dairy Conference. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Are you looking to dig into the Bible and dialogue with other Christians? Join Believer City Church for a local community Bible discussion near you. We meet every Wednesday night at 6:30 in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill. Everyone is welcome. Whether you belong to a church or have no church at all, you can join us for a small group Bible discussion. Get into the conversation. BelieversTogether.com.
Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand wants to wish you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The staff at Goodrich Funeral Home wish you goodwill and cheer during this busy time of the year. It is their hope that if you know someone who has lost a loved one, that you send a card or give them a call. Let them know you are thinking of them. Holidays can be a very hard time for someone who has lost a loved one. Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations.
Windy weather today expected in our ag weather forecast. Now, we could even see some light snow as well. Temperatures will quickly drop with strong northeast winds gusting 40 to 50 miles an hour. Winds will diminish by tomorrow morning. Now, warmer temperatures are expected for the weekend. Wind advisory is in effect today, mostly cloudy. We could see some freezing drizzle and or some snow. Highs 27 to 32, relative humidities at 59 to 64%. It'll be windy as well with northwest winds at 23 to 28, gusting to 50. We'll see about an hour of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows 5 to 10. Northwest winds at 23 to 28, gusting to 50 and decreasing to 40 late. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. High 17 to 22. Relative humidities at 56 to 61%. Northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Saturday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 35 to 40.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, yeah. Come on. Oh, How I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear is still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seemed so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. I'm gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Like I'll never see tomorrow, treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking Duro beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs, trucks circled up around a farm fire.
Let's go.
Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for you. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt old beers
jump the gun. I really want to say those three little words, but I'm gonna bite my tongue. Yeah, I'm just gonna lay on back, leave it on cruise control. I'm gonna hold it all inside till the right time comes down the road. I got a feeling, my head's a reeling, my heart is screaming, I'm about to bust loose. Bottled up emotion, it's more than a notion. It starts with an I and ends with a you. I got a feeling, are you feeling it too? I guess I've all but said it now. So much for hoping you'd go first. Don't leave me hanging out here on the line. Baby, it's your turn. Say you couldn't sleep last night. Swore that you could feel me breathe. Had you wanting me there by your side. Yeah, baby, I know what you mean. I got a feeling, my head's a-reeling, my heart is screaming, I'm about to bust loose. Bottled up emotion, it's more than a notion. It starts with an I, it ends with a you. I got a feeling, you're feeling it too.
Locally, listen locally. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Daddy worked hard for his dollar. He said some folks don't, but that's okay. They won't know which road to follow, because an easy street might lead you astray. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. I have lived life in the fast lane. You gotta watch your back and look both ways. When it's said and done, the time we have is borrowed. You better make real sure you hit it the right way. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find
I'll take the dirt road. It's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years. It's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy. It ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. On the dirt road.
The clock on the wall. And I've been laying here praying, praying she won't call. It's just another call from home. And you'll get it and be gone, and I'll be crying. And I'll be begging you, baby, beg you not to leave. But I'll be left here waiting with my heart on my sleeve. Oh, for the next time we'll be here. Seems like a million years, and I think I'm dying. What do I have to do to make you see? She can't love you like me. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? Yeah. You keep telling me, baby, there will come a time when you leave her arms and forever be in mine. But I don't think that's the truth, and I don't like being used, and I'm tired of waiting. It's too much pain to have to bear, to love a man you have to share. Why don't you stay? Down on my knees, I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you I've given